Daoud Nassar lives with his family on 100 acres on a hilltop outside Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank of Palestine. Although he has documentation dating back to the Ottoman Empire that his family owns the land, the State of Israel has been trying to claim it for 20 years, leading to a long, expensive legal battle. Because the Israelis have forbidden the construction of any new buildings on his property, Nassar founded a group called Tent of Nations and set up several large tents to house Israeli, Palestinian, and international volunteers who come to tend the land and be a focus of nonviolent resistance to Israeli occupation. With the financial support of a group of Americans, Nassar travels to the U.S. twice a year to speak around the country about his struggle to keep his family's land. The following excerpt of Nassar's talk was recorded on May 3rd at St. Patrick's St. Anthony Catholic Church in Hartford, Connecticut.
In 1991, we heard by chance that Israel declared our farm as a state land. Declaring it as a state land means that the land has no owner. We have the papers. But we went to the court, to the military court, and our lawyer presented the title for the land. Of course, it was not expected by the Israelis to have papers. So the case was postponed, but because of our location in the middle of a ring of Israeli settlements, they started to make it difficult for us to prove ownership. They said, well, we need to check out if your papers are for the right place. So we had to survey the land again. We had to bring eyewitnesses. We had to survey the land 7 times so far. And the legal battle started in 1991 and it is going on until today with a financial burden of $150,000. Of course, this is very difficult for us, but we thought we need to prove our ownership. We need to do it. On the ground, we are facing many difficulties like roadblocks. So we are, our farm is being now disconnected from Bethlehem area. The other thing we are facing is the harassments of the Israeli settlers who came to uproot trees. They were threatening us with guns. They damaged our water tank. And they tried a couple of times to build a settlement on our land. Even the case was still in court and still in court. They are trying to put, you know, physical pressure on us in order to give up and leave. And they tried 3 times to build a road in order to establish a settlement. And the last, it was in 1997, 1998, 1999. And then in 2002, they came with big machines. They started working on our farm. We were not able to cross or to be near the settlers because we were scared that they would shoot at us. 3 days later, we managed to stop that road by court from the Supreme Court in Israel. And the settlers were very angry, and they uprooted 250 olive trees from our property. It was very difficult for us, very difficult situation, because we had the feeling we are alone in this struggle. But 3 weeks later, we received an email from a Jewish organization from England called European Jews for Just Peace in Palestine, and they sponsored 250 olive trees. They came and planted also these trees. It was a sign of hope. It's a sign of solidarity. Now we are still facing difficulties on the farm in terms of roadblocks, as I said before, and the biggest obstacle is the wall. And this situation is bringing the Palestinians whether to react in a violent way or be passive and do nothing or migrate, you know, leaving the country. These are the three options that we see ourselves as Palestinians facing. Some people, they say, well, with violence we can achieve victory. Some people, they say, well, we have to wait for a superpower to come and for protection, for salvation. And some other people, among them are the best educated people and also Christians, they believe that there is no hope in that area. So why to bother ourselves and stay there? Why not to find another possibility to go outside and live there? We had a camp with teenagers, Palestinian children, last summer, and I asked the children, what are you planning to do after you finish school? They said, all of them, without any exception, 25 young people, they said, if we have an opportunity to leave, we will be leaving the country. For us, we said, we will never leave the area. We will never be passive people and sit down and cry and be the victims. And we said, we will never react in a violent way. We will resist in a non-violent way. And that's why we created a fourth option. for us, which is called We Refuse to Be Enemies. And it is not easy to say this word, you know, because we are living in a situation where only we see the enemies. I know the Israelis as soldiers and radical settlers. They know us as radical Palestinians. Why? Because we are separated from each other. We don't know each other as faces. We don't know that among Israelis and Palestinians there are people who believe in justice, who believe in living together, who believe in coexistence. And the idea is we want to resist the evil, not with evil. We want to resist the evil with good. And of course, this is a Christian way of non-violent resistance. So we created the Tent of Nations on our farm. And the idea, we said, we are not the victims. We are able to do something positive, even the situation is very hard.
That was Daoud Nassar of the group Tent of Nations. Since this talk, threats have escalated when on May 27th, Israeli officials ordered the demolition of 9 structures built without a government permit during the last 2 years. Nassar is now taking his fight to save his land to the Israeli Supreme Court. For more information, visit the website tentofnations.org or contact their American support group, Friends of Tent of Nations North America, at area code 301-320-0049, or through their website, fotonna.org. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus.